Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yutes in Masechet Shkolim. It is the 461st daf in Shas. We're going to pick up two lines from the bottom, discussing the halachos of the Aron and its status in Divrei Hayomim. That will conclude our perek on the top of Yutes Amid Aleph. Then we will have a Mishnah that will discuss monies that are found. We will begin a new perek, which will deal with monies that are lost, and, of course, monies that are found. The first mission will deal with monies that are found amongst the shkalim of Nedava, what you're supposed to do with that money. And really, our whole daf will continue discussing the halachas of the lost money and the details where depend where they were lost and amongst where whom they were found. Let's base Hashem begin the daf, three lines from the bottom. On Yud Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara is going to discuss a stira between Sefer Melachim and Divrei Hayomim in regards to Yehoyada HaKohen. The Gemara describes the pasuk in the Melachim that, or the Gemara will analyze a pasuk in Melachim contrasted to Divrei Hayomim. The pasuk in Melachim in Perek Beis, pasuk Yud Beis, describes the Aron as being placed inside the Mikdash next to the Mizbeach. Now here, of course, we're not talking about the Aron for the Luchos HaBris that was our subject of Dov Tezayin Amud Beis. Now we're talking about a totally different Aron. We're talking about the Aron that was a Pushka that was used. And the Pasuk in Malachim is very interesting. The Pasuk says, Vayikach Yoyada HaKayim Aron Echad Vayikov Char Bedalta Vayitin Aseitz HaMizbeach. It was put next to the Mizbeach. Now, our Gemara picks up three lines from the bottom and quotes a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim that seems to be against that. Ksiv, it also says in Divrei Hayomim, Divrei Hayomim Beis, Perek Chaf Dalet, Uchechaloisa mevi lufnei hamelech v'yoyada, es shara kesef, ayas uchel beis Hashem kli sharis, v'halois v'kapois uchlisa v'kesef. And there, the Torah describes, Vayasu Aron Echod Vayitnu Bishar Beis Hashem, that was put in the gate of Hashem. So was it put in the Mikdash, or was it put by the gate of the Mikdash? The Gemara continues on the last line on Yud Ches Amud Beis from Shimon Bar Nachmeni. Excuse me, Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Shimon Bar Yonasanimer, Shtei Nedavos Asa, that there were two kupos that were made for Nedavos that were made by Yehoyada HaKohen. One was next to the Mizbeach, that was used for the Bedek HaBayis, and the other was put by the Shar. Continues the Gemara on the top of Yutes Amud Aleph, Tanan Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel taught Nedava Achas. There weren't two Nedavas, but rather there was only one Aron for Nedavas. Tachsiv, as the Pasuk says in Melachim Beis, Vayikach Yehoyada HaKohen Aron Echad. It says Aron Echad. So it's Mashra that there was only one Aron. So Rabbi Yonasan does not accept what Rabbi Shmuel had taught, because we had learned Rabbi Yonasan had said that there were two Nedavos. So these are two different opinions. But the Gemara attempts to reconcile it. The Gemara reconciles as follows. This that says that they made Aron Echad, and also it was only Bishar Hashem and wasn't in the Migdash. Amar Ravuna. Ravuna answered. Some of the Girsa. Oh, actually, it looks like it's rubbed out. Amar Rav Chuna. It would be Rav Chuna is more appropriate. Amar Rav Chuna mipnei hatmein. No, there were two kupas. One of them was put outside for those who were tamei and couldn't go into the azara. That was the kupa that they used. Rabbi Chuna, b'shem Rabbi Yosef, pointed out something else from the pasuk. The pasuk says, Ach lo yaseh beis Hashem sipos kesef mizamros. Anything the Mefarshim point out, what the Gemara is bringing out from this pasuk, is that anything that wasn't needed for the Kli Shareis, they would use it for the Bedek HaBayis. But if there was no longer a need for Bedek HaBayis, they would use it for Kli Shareis. In other words, the first choice was to use the Shofaros for Bedek HaBayis. But if Bedek HaBayis was not necessary, so then they would use the money for the Kli Shareis. Hadron Aloch Perek Yugimul Shayfreis, Baruch Hashem, we've been Messiahim, the sixth Perek in Masechet Shkolim, and now Bezer Hashem, we begin the seventh with the halachos of Shkolim that are found and it's not clear where they're supposed to go. Zok Deiligi Mishnah. Mol Shenimtzu Bein Hashkolim Linadav. If money is found between the Taklin Chadatin, that was the shofar of Shkolim, the Pushka of Shkolim, Linadava, it was in between the Shkolim and the Nadava, Karov L'Shkolim, so then in such a case, it's used for Shkolim. What does that mean? It was used as described in the beginning of the fourth Perek. The monies were used for Tzmidim, Musafim, Niskeim, the Omer, the Shtei Alechem, Lechem Apanim. In other words, all the Karbanos, Tzibur. And that monies for Nadava were often used for Kitz HaMizbeach, for the Karbanos that would go on the Mizbeach when the Mizbeach was idle. So here, if it's found in between those two things, Kar L'Shkolim, Yiplu L'Shkolim, L'Nadava, Yiplu Nadava. If it's closer to the Nadava, Pushka, it goes there. Mechza L'Mechza, if it's 50-50, Yiplu L'Nadava, in such a case, it falls to Nadava. The Gemara will explain why 50-50 Nadava wins. We did mention that there are 13 shofaros. There was also a shofar for the Eitzim, Bein Eitzim L'Lavona. Also, money for the Eitzim, money for Lavona were collected in Pushka. So if you find money in between the two, Karv Leitzim Yipul Eitzim, Lavona Yipul L'Lavona. Mechza Mechza Yiplu L'Lavona. Lavona wins. And again, the Gemara will flesh out why. Bein Kinin L'Goz Le'Ola, Kinin are the older Ophos. Goz Le'Ola are the younger ones. Kinin includes, for example, the carbon of a Yoledes. Karv Le'Kinin, Yiplu Le'Kinin. If the money is found closer to the Kinin Pushka, and that's what it's used for. Karv goes le'ola, yiplu goes le'ola, mechza mechza, yiplu goes le'ola. Bechulin l'maiser sheni. The person had monies designated for chulin and monies that were designated for maiser sheni. Karv l'chulin, yiplu l'chulin. If it falls close to chulin, then it goes to chulin. L'maiser sheni, but if it falls close to maiser sheni, yiplu maiser sheni, mechza mechza, yiplu maiser sheni. It goes to maiser sheni. Zeh klal, this is the rule. Holchin achara karv l'hakel. In general, we go after the closer one. Even if it's lekula, mechza lemechza lahachmer. But if it's mechza lemechza, then we'll go lechomra. And the Gemara will flesh out why the mechza lemechza in those cases are lechomra. Before the Gemara does that, the Gemara points out that when our Mishnah says moshenim tzu bein ashkolim lenadava, you see which one is closer. The Gemara asks, how would you have such a case? The case of the monies in between the two is rare because you usually have other pushkas between the pushka for Shkolim and the pushka for Nadava. Because they used to be, the Gemara assumes, in the Havamina in one long row. And if you look back on yesterday's daf, on Yud Ches, you will see that the first pushka that's mentioned, the first one in the row is the Shkolim, and the last is the Nadava. Says the Gemara, Lo Utsrichu, Dilo, wouldn't it have been better to have a different case? Bein Shkolim L'Kinim, that if it's in a row, that you would have the Shkolim Pushka next to the Kinim Pushka, and you found money in between the Shkolim Pushka and the Kinim Pushka and the Kinim Pushka. Because it's not likely to have it in between the Shkolim and the Nadava if they're on the two opposite sides. Shkolim being the first, Nadava being all the way in the back. Rabbi Yavin B'Shem Rabbi Pinchas Kimin Buchlayer. No. It's not that it was one long row. It was like a circle, a piece of jewelry. A buchlayer is a circular piece of jewelry. It was made like the circular jewelry, and therefore it was possible for the shkolim pushka to be next to the nadava pushka. We learned in our Mishnah, mechza mechza yiplu l'nadava, that if it's mechza mechza, you go l'nadava. What had the Gemara said? The rationale for mechza l'mechza is that you go for the more chomer side. What would you have thought is the more chomer side? I would have thought that the shkolim is the more chomer side because it's used to buy the carbonate tzibur. The Gemara says, Istaboy lemeimar. Some want to explain that the reason why it's not used for the put by the shkolim, shema yiplu l'shiyare halishka, because we're afraid that ultimately it will be used for the leftovers in the lishka. And that is used, that was described in the Mishnah on Daf Yud on the Beis, that the Shiarei Elishka were used to fix up the walls of Yerushalayim. Explains the Gemara that if we're concerned that this is going to become Shiarei Elishka, better to put it with the nedavos that are used for kitzam mizbeach, which has greater kedusha than the walls of Yerushalayim. I'm very much in love with the walls of Yerushalayim. In many ways, that's the kedusha that we're taifis on today, but there is a greater kedusha. The kitzam mizbeach would be a greater kedusha. Istubai memer, there were some who wanted to say, mechza lemechza, if it's half by half, kemisha meis. Then in such a case, it's as if the owner of the shekel died. In other words, we don't know who the bailim are. And then the halacha is that they go to Nadava. As Rabbi Yossi taught, I'm Rabbi Yossi, Adan Antaman, when I was in Eretz Bavel, Shemias called Rabbi Yehuda, Shaul Shmuel. I heard Rabbi Yehuda ask Shmuel, Hifrish shekel of a mace, what if the shekel was separated and he died? This we had earlier in Perek Bey's halacha dalid, that he had heard Shmuel say, Amrele Yiplu Nadava, in such a case it would fall in a dava. So if it's mechze u'mechze, it's as if there aren't owners. What a fascinating concept. And if it isn't owners, so then the halacha is like a shekel that owner died, and the halacha is that falls in a dava. What a brilliant Gemara. Once the Gemara mentions this memory, the Gemara adds, Meiser asiris ha'efa shaloi, the leftover of the monies for the mincha of the Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yelichem Lama Melech, Rabbi Lazar Amar Yiplu L'Nedava, and that was also mentioned earlier as well in Perek Beis Halacha Dalet. That's on Vav Amid Beis. We put a big period here, and now we go on to the next case of the Mishnah. Ben Kinin L'Gozle Ola, then it depends on where it's closer, and if it's in the middle, Yiplu L'Gozle Ola. V'Kasha, the Gemara asks the Kasha, that our Mishnah said it goes Machzo Mechza, goes to Goliola, Yesh Ve'yesh Chatas Kreva Ola. How could you just simply put it as the Ola, but a Chatas Ha'ov cannot be brought as an Ola? So how could you, in a Safek, just simply put it by an Ola? Answers the Gemara, Chizkiya, B'shem Reb Shimon Lakish, T'nai Bezenhu, Al-Mosara Shekruvu Olas. There was a T'nai Bezden that was made, that if there's any leftovers Chatos, that they could be brought as an Ola. Asks the Gemara, but what about this lady who brought the money for her oaf as a Yoledes, and now it's being brought, even if there's a Tanai Bezdin, but it's not being brought for her Chatas, it's being brought as an Ola. Ha'isha Azos asks the Gemara, but my he's Mischaperes. How will she attain Kapara? Amar Yitzchak Tanai Bezdinu. There is a Tanai Bezdin. Ha'misapik is Akinin. That if there is anything missing, that the person who's in charge to take care of the kinin has to take care if there was a psul to bring another oaf. And so too, if there is money that is lost, so then in such a case, he has to bring something in its place. And therefore, if there was a safek, so then in such a case, it sounds like from the pashtus of the Gemara, that you would, on the one hand, put the money in the olos, but at the same time, the one who was in charge, he also has to bring from his own money. The carbon Eida adds that that's what's done, as we described, and the carbon then is a carbon chatas misafek, and therefore it's not eaten. If you're not sure if the carbon is, there's a chiyuv for the carbon would not be eaten. Gemara now asks on our Mishnah that mentioned three cases of nimtzu bein hashofros. Lo tzvicha delo bein olaleitzim, why did it not have the case of money that's found between the shofar of Ola and the shofar of Eitzim, as well as Lilavona, Lizav, Lekaporas, Usnisa, Bisofa. The Gemara answers, because that was all included with the end of the rule. Zeaklal, Holchenachar Karov, Mechzal, Mechzal, Lahachmir. Once we say that the rule is Lahachmir, you could easily figure out what would be Lahachmir in regards to Ola, Eitzim. For example, where Ola is a carbon itself, and the Eitzim is only Machshir, a carbon. There is another opinion about Eitzim, that Eitzim is not only Machshir, a carbon, could be a carbon itself, as found in the end of Maseches Menachos, but it's not the conventional Shita. Now our Mishnah, on the bottom of Yutes Amud Aleph, begins to discuss monies that were found that weren't related to the Kupa, the shofar of the Shkalim, but monies in other areas of the Harabayis. Says the Mishnah, Moshe nimtzo lufnei sochrei behema. there were peddlers who used to sell animals, which were then slaughtered and eaten in Yerushalayim. Many of them were brought out kabanos as well. Now, the reason why it was such a successful business to sell animals is because Maiser Sheni that was brought up to Yerushalayim, one was allowed to redeem, and this is how most people did it. If they had a lot of Maiser Sheni, they would redeem that Maiser Sheni with money, and that money was brought up and then spent on food and eaten Tochachomos in Yerushalayim. A lot of times, they bought karbanos, they bought animals, and they were brought as karbanos. So back in the Torah Mishnah, Moshe Nimtzulufnei Sochrei Behema, the monies that were found, La'ola Maiser, we always assume that it's going to be Maiser, because people used those monies of Maiser Shein to buy the animal. And therefore, that money was money that could have fallen for someone before, that's an important point, before they had bought the animal. Once they had bought the animal, then the Kedushas Maiser would be transferred onto the animal. However, we have to be choshesh that someone dropped their money in front of the Sochrim before they had actually bought it. Ubaharabayis, but on all of Harabayis, Chulin. Then we could assume that they are Chulin. The reason for that is because the money on Harabayis tended to come from the Trumas Halishka, and there's a Chazaka that a Kohen would not take out money from the Lishka before he had transferred its Kedusha onto something else. Yerushalayim, the rest of the year, as opposed to the time of the Ole Regalim, Chulin would be considered Chulin. But during the regal time, Meiser, because then it was common for people to bring up their Meiser money. Period. What about meat that's found in the Azara in the Beis HaMikdash? Evarim Olos. If there are limbs, then we could presume that those are Olos. V'lechatichos. And if they're cut up to small pieces, they are carbon chataos. The distinction between the two is the carbon chataos is eaten by the Kohanim, so then in such a case, they would be cut up into smaller pieces. The kachas ta'ol, it's eaten by the Mizbeach, it wasn't cut up into smaller pieces. Uvi Yerushalayim, if it's not on the Harabais, we found in Yerushalayim, zivchei shlamim, then it's from the shlamim, we have to presume, because shlamim could be eaten within Kedushas Yerushalayim. Zevezeh to ubar tzurasa, if it's found, whether they are in large pieces or in smaller pieces, wherever they are found, in the Azara or in Yerushalayim, there is a psul of hesech hadas, and for that reason, the kachim has to be destroyed. V'yetzei lebeis hasreifa, and has to be brought to a beis hasreifa. Nimtza begvulim, if it is found on the suburbs of Eretz Yisrael. Le'evarim, if it's in larger pieces, then nevelos. It has to be assumed that it was a nevela, an animal that wasn't slaughtered properly, because if it's large pieces, then it was sent to the dog. Vim v'chatichos. But if it's in smaller pieces, mutaros, then in such a case, it will be permissible, because we would presume that it came as an appropriately geshachten, appropriately slaughtered animal. This halacha will be up to debate, Bezer Hashem, in our Gemara. And let's continue on. Let's turn to Amud Beis, Yutes Amud Beis, B'Shas HaRegel. If a person finds meat during Yom Tov, Shabbos and Merubah, then it was very common for people to shecht Behemos for Yom Tov, Afevar Mutaros, even the larger pieces are some Mutaros, and we don't assume that just because they were large that they were sent to the dogs. We learned in our Mishnah, Moshe Nimtzu, if it's on Har HaBayis, it's Chulin. The Gemara asks, Lo Tzracha, Delo Bahar HaBayis Kodesh? Wouldn't one say the opposite, that on the Har HaBayis that it comes from the Tumas Lishit, it's for sure Kodesh? So we alluded to the answer when we read our Mishnah, Rabbi Bo, Rabbi Chi, B'Shem Rabbi Yochan, Chazaka, Shein HaKoin, Motzim, and Elishka, Maos, Ashe, U'mechalin, Ala Behema. That the Kohen would not take out the money before doing Pidyon onto an animal. We also learned in our Mishnah that Basar Shenimtza Ba'azara, that if you have meat that's found in Azara, the Evarim are Olos, and the Chatichos are Chataos. However, they're all going to be possible because there's a requirement of Tuber Tzurasa, because of Hesech Hadas. The Gemara now analyzes this Hesech Hadas. Reblezer B'Shem Rabbi Hosea, Hesiadas. It's a case of where the Rishalmi's Lashon is a little bit different than the Bavli's Lashon. Hesiadas is presumably the same thing as Hesech Hadas, Ton Iber Tzura. It requires Iber Tzura according to Rabbi Lezer. This sugya also appears in the Bavli on Daf Lamed Dalid in Psachim, in the same volume that many of you are using right now in the Vilna Shas, Shkolim and Psachim, of course, are in the same volume. So you could turn back and see similar discussions in regards to Tumah of Hesech Hadas, as well as we see here, Kachim of Hesech Hadas. This is the opinion of Blazer that it requires Iber Tzura. Amr of Hoshia, Masnisa Amra. We can prove this from our Mishnah. Shete Abet Tzuras of Yetzah Beis HaSrefa. That's what we learn in our Mishnah. That goes out to the Beis HaSrefa. Amr of Yossi, V'yos. Is that correct that we could prove it to from our Mishnah? We could say that the Pshan our Mishnah is something else. It's based on another Svara. La'achla Einata Yachol Shem Eskalkel Tzurasav. You can't eat the meat because we have to be afraid maybe there's a problem of nosar, that maybe the meat had been left over longer than it was supposed to be. For example, shlamim, shtei yamim v'layla echad, l'fumkein, for that reason, sarach meimar tubar tzurasav yatzla beis hasrefa. That's why our Mishnah said that you have to wait for it to be tubar tzurasav, until it's possible v'adai as nosar, and then yatzla beis hasrefa. Then it goes out l'beis hasrefa. So Tuber Tzurasa then, according to this opinion of the Gemara, is a code word for Nosar. We learned in our Mishnah also, Nimtza B'Gvulim, if you find meat in the Gvulim, and that a Mishnah had differentiated between large pieces, so then they're assumed to be Nevelos, and small pieces are considered from Geshachtana meat. Reb Krispa B'Shem Reb Yosef Reb Chanina, Evarim Nevelos Lokin Aleim Mishum Nevela. If he eats these Evarim, then we could even give him Malkus. We could be that sure that it's Nevelos, as a din vaday. Says our Gemara, Misnis Amar Kain, you could prove that from the Mishnah as well. Avire Nevelos, v'chatichos mutaros. That the chatichos are mutar. Chatichos mutaros, lo mamish? Does it not mean that it's mutar? If it means that it's mutar, it means it's absolutely mutar. And therefore the inverse, the case which is possible, the kavasa evarim nevelos lo ken alei mishum nevela, we could absolutely assume b'toras vaday that it's a nevela. Reb Krispa b'shem Reb Yosef Reb Chanina im hayu machruzos, but if they were attached together, even the case of evarim mutaros, then you could presume it's mutar because the derech is only to tie together meat that's kosher. The Gemara continues, Teisha Chanuyos, if there are nine stores, Mochros, Basar Nevela, selling Nevela, V'achas, Mocheres, Basar Shchuta, and one is selling Basar Shchuta. Neschalfulo. Now the Gemara, like we like to say in Yeshiva, explodes this topic of meat that was lost into one of the most important sugyas in Shas in regards to the halachos of Rov, the halachos of lost meat. So let's take a look at this. Teisha Chanuyos. If you have nine stores, Mochros Basar Nevela, that sell Nevela, non kosher meat. V'achas Mocheres Basar Shchuta. Nischalfulo. If there is a confusion, Choshesh. We have to be afraid that even though nine are selling Basar Nevela, we're Choshesh. It doesn't say we say for sure, but we're Choshesh if you have one piece of meat that comes from the Basar Nevela. Ulanimtseis. And if you find one of them, find it on the ground, Holchanach Arov, you also follow the Rov. The difference between Choshesh and Holchanach Arov is based on the following. There's a concept called Kavua. And that is, if you have food that comes from a place that is stationary, one of the 10 stores, so then we view Kol Kavua Kemechzal Mechzadami. This is an important cloud. It appears in Chulin, as well as we had it in Psachim in the first parak as well, in Ksubis, on the Avtez Vav, Kol Kavua Kemechzal Mechzadami. And if the houses are stationary, so then it's not that we consider it a 90% chance, even though from a statistical perspective you would say that, but rather Choshesh, we view it as a 50-50% chance. If, however, it's not a case where it came from one of those stationary places, you're not sure where it came from, but rather you found it on the ground, then that's the absolute rule of Rov. Period. The Gemara now continues with the inverse. Teisha chanuyos mochros basar shchuta. If you have nine stores that are selling basar shchuta, v'achas mocheres basar nevela. Now 90% of the meat statistically is kosher meat. Nischalfulo. If you're not sure which you took it from Choshesh. You have to be Choshesh, that as if there's a 50-50% chance that it came from the non-kosher. Why? Because of the rule of Kavua that we explained before. So it's the same halacha with in the two opposite cases. One case you had 90% treif, in the other you had 90% kosher. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, hanimtza b'yad nachri, if you had found it in the house, in the hand of a Gentile, kinimtza deflatya, it's as if you found it in the shuk, and you go after the rule of the majority. This brings up a very big topic, lahalacha, and that is the subject of basar shenis alim mina'ayin. The Gemara here says you follow the majority. The Rambam, though, says that midrabanan, the meat is going to be usher because the eye was not able to watch it the whole time. And this is a Gemara in Chulin, Tzadi Heyam and Aleph, that says that basar shenis alim mina'ayin is usher. The Gemara now brings down a couple of stories that are related to this. Rabbi Lezer ben Rabbi Chagai, have a mismech le Rabbi Mane. He was leaning on Rabbi Mane when he was walking. Cham lechad armai. One Gentile saw it. Mikatem min suse. He was cutting off meat from a horse. Umapik levra. He was bringing it to the shuk. Amarle, Rabbi Lezer said to Rabbi Mane, hadohi. Dam Rabbi Yochanan. It's not true. Rabbi Yochanan said, hanimtza b'yarachi, kinimtza b'fatya. That even though we see it's possible it came from a source, nevertheless, he seemed to say that Minatara was mutter. Amarle, ken amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi, it's true. Vehein shero enoso yotzi mekulin shel Yisrael. The only time that it's permissible is when you see that the guy went out from an area that's Jewish. Then the halach is that you follow the rov and the basar is mutter. However, here you don't see the guy coming out of the butcher. In other words, in this story, he was challenging. You see over here, he's cutting horse meat. So the answer is, over here he wasn't coming out of a Jewish butcher. And this whole halacha is only talking about when Yotzin Mimikulin Shel Yisrael. Chada Bar Nash B'Tziporin, there was a person in the city of Tziporin, Ozel Boi Mizmen Kupe Min Tabacha. He went to buy meat from a meat store which was kosher. V'lo Yavla. And the man did not want to sell it to him because he was an enemy of his. He said to a guy, go buy for me. Isolate. Go bring for me. Amalei. He said to the seller, no, lo nasvis al karche. You don't give it to me. I end up getting it from you against the will when the guy went and bought it for you. Amalei. The butcher said to him, v'lav basa denevelo la islei. I sold Nevela to the guy, and you won't be able to eat it. Fascinating give and take. What's now the status of the meat? This guy cannot make a claim and now make all of the butchers in Tziporin, where Goyim buy from Jewish stores. We just got through above saying that you could presume it's kosher. So just because one person was angry at this fellow, we won't change the rules. And therefore, the halacha is that the meat is mutter. The Gemara gives a psak from Rav about this. Rav nachas l'taman. Rav went to Bavel. Chamsu mekulin. And he saw that they were mekel. Ve'chamar alein. And he was machmir. Because of basar shenis alim mina'ayim. We'll conclude over here on the last line. Be'ezer Hashem, I hope, in the next day or two, that we will post halacha from the daily daf about basar shenis alim mina'ayin. Maybe we'll leave it for tomorrow's daf, because the Gemara is going to continue on tomorrow's daf about more cases of basar shenis alim mina'ayin. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf yutes in Masechet Shkolim.